listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, everyone, here on LA Talk Radio, the country's most irreverent, entertaining, cool, and listened to internet ready station. Hey, welcome to the couch, everyone, as you always are here on Fridays, 11 Pacific time, here in beautiful Los Angeles, going throughout the world to help you out with your stuff, whatever it may be. And as you guys know, I specialize in helping people with their relationships and self-awareness and self-esteem, which is all sort of part of getting your act together so you can be better for other people. See, that's what I always say at the end of the show. You guys know that. I always say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be better for other people. So one of the most common reasons that patients come in to see me is because they usually want to know why it's harder for them to find a life partner. Seems like that's going on today a lot. I don't know. Maybe not. We're going to find out. But according to my guest today, it all begins with women's shifting their expectations of romance. Really? Do we have to? Darn. So today we're going to be talking about what we as women can actually and specifically expect from a man. And this includes understanding his main source of connection, how guys communicate for different reasons than we do, and why. And also, you know, if you want to know why conflict is kind of threatening to guys, but not to us. And, you know, just find out more about guys and why their personal growth is different from ours. So I encourage you guys to call if you'd like, or if you're shy and you don't want to get your voice on the air, you can, of course, email me. So the number here to call live is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815, or you can email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, hooked up right here to LA Talk Radio if you have questions or comments. And I think we're going to have a lot of, especially emails coming on today. So let's get with it. On the couch today with me is Dr. Catherine Foster. She's a psychologist in private practice in the beautiful town of Fort Worth, Texas. She has a master's degree in marriage and family counseling and a PhD in psychology. She's been practicing psychotherapy for 26 years, so she is a specialist, an expert. And, of course, today we're going to be talking about one of her latest books, The Naked Truth About Men and Romance. And by the way, guys, Catherine has also written two companion books, one for couples. It's written for men. It's called What Women Want Really. And I get to have Catherine on the show coming up in a couple of weeks to talk about that, too. So I'll tell you more about that. Another one of her books is called When Your Relationship Changes. Really good stuff for you guys to read and, you know, get understand what's going on. By the way, she has two novels, Finding My Way and Sessions, Memoirs of a Psychotherapist. So today I've got her up on the air here live, and we're talking about the naked truth about men and romance. And as I said, Catherine, we're going to clear some things up for a lot of listeners out there, aren't we, today?
Absolutely.
We're going to get it right.
Hi.
Hi, girl. Thanks so much for being on the couch. It's great to have you. You know, I really enjoyed your books. They're really
good. Thank you.
Clear, straightforward, easy to understand. But really make us think a lot, you know, about what's going
on. There's a lot to think about.
Boy, there sure is. So, you know, I always start out by asking my specialist experts, authors, about really what kind of inspire them to help readers understand this the naked truth. I like to say that. What's wrong with me today? The naked truth about
say it a lot.
Men. I know. So what was going on?
And there is a naked book. And there is a naked man on the front of the book.
I know. That's why I really wanted to interview you. No, I'm kidding.
So. Oh, that's funny.
So you, of course, I'm sure you got your inspiration from your 26 plus years of doing therapy, but.
Well, yeah. Yes, that's true. And you know, when you do therapy, you do see a lot of women in pain in their relationships. And The Naked Truth About Men and Romance does empathize with women, and give some real life experiences, examples from women's experiences in relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the other thing that's so perplexing is that you also see men who come in to the marital sessions, you know, and they do wish that the woman would have more sex, and they do wish that she was happier, but they don't expect that much.
Right, right. Exactly.
It's kind of a phenomenon.
Yeah.
But the thing that actually became the clincher when I decided to actually write the book is because of the statistic that two-thirds of divorces are brought on by women.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
And we know it's partly because women are gaining financial freedom, but,
right.
but they're not happy.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
What they expect in a romance is not coming into fruition.
Right.
And they decide to get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, you know, and maybe that's coming along with, like you said, you know, they are empowering themselves a lot more. You know, in higher positions and able to take care of themselves financially. So, you know, there's not that dependence. So that makes
right.
a lot of sense. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, I've seen that too, Catherine. You're so right. So what I love the way you kind of set your book up, because it really rolled out all the facts about the naked truth about men and women, actually. So you talk about our expectations of romance, and I thought it was so fascinating to read how it begins in childhood. So
yeah.
I'm wondering, how do these expectations differ? I mean, we know about the dolls and the toys and the, you know, pink Barbies and the blue, you know. But how do they differ in girls and boys that kind of forms their future beliefs about romance?
Well, you know, when you stop and think about it, the sexes develop pretty separately until the sexual urge compel us to become not just friends, but intimates.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't give us much of a chance to understand the motives of the other.
Right.
We're just sort of shoved together quickly by internal drives that are powerful.
Yeah.
So as kids, the genders often don't like each other very well. And of course, there's exceptions, but they often separate into same-sex groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The girls, you know, the little girls want to focus on each other. Their dialogue tends to be rich. And they make self-disclosures, and that's the key to building the friendship.
Yes. Yeah,
now, boys
exactly.
are almost opposite. They like to be in groups centered around a competitive activity. And when you're playing soccer or whatever, you don't talk a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you establish hierarchies.
Yes.
Which change relationships, essentially. And personal revelations are discouraged because they want tough guys on their team. So our expectations come out of these childhoods, and women expect men to give what they give and have been giving in their relationship with girls, emotional closeness through dialogue,
yeah.
empathic listening, that includes tuning in so you can ask relevant questions, being patient and attentive,
right.
and watching for the rise of feelings as another person talks.
Mm.
So, you know, a girl learns early to stay with the speaker verbally and non-verbally and listen for changes.
Yeah.
So she takes that into romance.
Right, right.
So as you know, that translates into adult females trying to draw men out.
Yes.
Get them to talk about their feelings. And it's like the woman is pounding her head against the wall.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
Now, part of this, let's just go into brain structure for a second
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
There's an area of the brain, let's just call it the DPN for short, that's bigger in men, quite a
right.
bit bigger.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it causes them to seek to be one up.
Right.
And to have power
that's
to
right.
win at competition.
Sure.
But also to be sensitive to territorial threats from other men, to be a little suspect of
right.
other men.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
sure.
So when you think about that,
yeah.
boys and men don't develop the closeness with guys
right.
that they're competing with
yeah.
and are suspicious of.
Yeah.
That see, girls are free of that.
Right. Right.
So
they
the
sure
girls
are.
Do get a chance.
Right.
Yeah. They develop this relational ability early.
Right. It helps form our identity and how we feel about life and romance and our dreams and our and all that stuff.
But, yes.
And that's, you know, is it true that, you know, the functioning part of our brain in women, you know, we're tapping on both sides, the left and right. We're tapping on the spatial as well as the, And men are just really more on the left.
Well, the bridge between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere is four times thicker in women.
Yeah.
Probably because of menstruation.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And so that gives her access.
Right.
And do you know that there's been discovered 412 mutually exclusive emotions?
No way.
And so if you're a female and you can really tap all those, you've got a lot of material.
Ooh, you said that, girl.
You've got a lot of material. Yes.
Right. And the, you know, the stream of consciousness in 1 hour can probably include all those 412 emotions.
You wonder.
Especially from some of my pubescent clients that I have.
Oh, my God.
But no, it's, wow, that is amazing. You have some amazing statistics in your book. I went, what?
Well, I know, it's fascinating.
I know. So, okay, so here's the thing, Catherine. What I love, let me just let folks who just tuned in, I see a lot of folks are coming in. It's going crazy here on the Twitter thing. Find out more, The Naked Truth About Men. If you just tuned in, guys, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Catherine Foster. She's Dr. Catherine, of course. She's author of the book we're talking about today, The Naked Truth About Men and Romance. So, guys, keep here. Don't go anywhere. You'll love what she has to say. You go, yeah, that's why I am the way I am.
Uh-huh,
yeah, baby. Yeah. So don't you criticize me anymore, girl. and girls, you're going to go, really? Oh, I shouldn't have been thinking that and saying that, maybe. So we are living in a different environment right now, of course, and
we
have different intellectual skills, and they're different from our ancestors, of course, like you mentioned, who were survivors, hunters and gatherers. But you say, of course, that our brains are still the same survival-oriented primal structures. Oh, God. So can you talk a little bit more about these structures how
our
brains are different?
Our brains are very old.
Yeah.
And they develop because they adapted to the roles we have. And for 99.9% of human development, that is a long time.
Yeah.
Men were hunters and women were nurturers. So
right.
That resulted in, let me just point out three things that are really different between men and women.
Okay, cool.
One is that men have had to toughen themselves emotionally to be able to kill animals.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
I mean, just think about it. If you had to go out in the backyard right now and kill something, you would have to suspend empathy. And that's what they did over eons. Okay.
Wow.
So, you know, we still have like 179 remaining hunter-gatherer societies.
Yes,
and
we
can look at them now, and we know it's overwhelmingly the guy's job to hunt and to make war. But at the same time, think about how opposite the woman's role is. She's giving birth.
Right.
Which floods her hormonally with empathy.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives her the ability to get into someone else's shoes, because you have to be able to read a kid that
can't talk. That's right. You have
so
to
they can survive, right?
So empathetic by just reading all the body language and their facial.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So secondly, when male hunters killed and pursued animals, their testosterone would rise sharply.
Yeah.
That made their sex drives high. We know that.
Yeah.
I mean, men have like 20 to some, even say 30 times the testosterone that women do. It also, testosterone does a bunch of other stuff, though.
Sure.
You don't hear as well when you're testosterone loaded. You have more of a self-orientation. You're self-interested.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, you know, and again, at the same time, women were flooded with oxytocin,
right,
which makes her emotional self bloom.
Yes.
It makes her self-sacrificing. It makes her everything that a baby needs.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Giving and soft and stuff.
Right. That's so true.
Then the third thing is that men, this is about language now.
Okay.
Men developed as silent stalkers of prey, because obviously you don't want to arouse a fight or flight syndrome in an animal.
Right.
You know, so they learned to use language in staccato, factual ways.
Right.
They didn't develop language in the same way women did, who were teachers of kids and explaining things to kids, and also cooperating with other women for protection and food gathering and so on.
That's right. That's right.
So it made talking very different. Women use talking to get close.
Yeah.
Men more use their bodies more to get close.
Boy, does that...
So if we talk about structure, let me just say a couple things.
Sure.
One is that... let's talk about men and sex for a minute, because that's big.
Okay.
Men's medial preoptic area in the brain's hypothalamus is 2.5, that's a lot, times greater than women's. And it relates to the sexual hunt, which is why self-help books tell women to let the guy, at least at the beginning, do a little pursuing.
Right, right,
because
exactly.
it turns on this part of the brain, which feels good.
It's the old brain thing. Yeah, exactly.
There's another part in a guy's brain that's more active that contributes to intense pleasure during sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, women like sex.
Sure.
But even if she's a multiple orgasmer or whatever,
yeah,
she might value it less than a guy does.
Yes. So so that you said something like they experience that four times more than women in your book? About four times more? The sexual...
You know what I was talking about there was that men are four times more likely than a woman to see sex and emotional closeness as the same thing.
Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Wow, that is... Okay.
Isn't that huge?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one reason men are pressing for it.
Yeah. No pun intended. That's for sure. No, you're so right.
That's why I tell guys, you know... Tell a woman what sex means to you using emotional words.
Right. That's exactly
what that helps her get it.
Yeah, we'll
because
get it.
Because it translates as the same thing for him.
Sure.
It is emotional closeness.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in your book you said something like, don't say I'm really horny. Come on.
Please.
Guys, you
please.
Know, that's like, I got a headache tonight.
Turn her off. Yeah.
There you go.
So in terms of brain structure, though, because I think this is the biggie.
Yeah.
Sophisticated MRIs now show us that by the age of 17, a girl's brain has really transformed.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of emotion, okay?
Yes.
So that the processing of emotion moves up to the cerebral cortex. Now, that's our higher mental functioning.
Right.
So her emotions now become linked up with reflection, with language, with reasoning. And so, and this very much has to do with her identity as a woman.
Yeah.
You know, she can now explain what she feels and why she feels what she does.
Right.
She can hook up words to feelings. She can reason through emotion.
Wow.
I
mean,
her emotional intelligence just takes a leap right there.
Right. It sure does.
And and so what guys have to understand is that she thinks her feelings.
Right.
She feels her thoughts. It's all connected. In fact, now I'm going to make a radical statement here.
Okay. I'm ready.
But I do believe it. Yeah. I don't think that the word emotion in women is the same thing as emotion in men.
Okay. And
because
what? Yeah.
Because and that's a big thing to say.
That is.
I think we should have two different words, honestly. We don't, but I think we should.
Okay.
The processing of negative feelings remain in the primitive brain for men forever. So if you ask a 7-year-old boy or a 57-year-old man why he's mad or sad, he's likely to say, well, I don't feel mad or sad, or I don't know.
Right. Yes, you've experienced
that. And see, you know, men tend to be kind of suspicious of their emotion.
Right.
It's something to be bridled.
Sure,
they
fear
being reactive. And when they see a woman being emotional, they think that's the same thing for her, but it's really not.
Right.
He's less, his emotions, what we call emotions, are less hooked up to thought.
Okay.
So
that's
especially if he sounds upset.
Yes.
You know, number one, he wants to fix her as soon as possible.
That's
we could talk about cognitive empathy, but he has
That's
a different
right.
kind of
Let's
empathy.
Fix it.
But
yeah.
but the other thing is that he might kind of shame her, thinking she needs to shush or calm down.
Oh,
get it together.
We
you
hear
know?
That all the time, don't we, with couples?
Yeah, But I do believe it's a different thing. So you see a woman Yeah. She goes out to lunch with a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's heterosexual, but she goes out with a friend. They want to deepen their friendship, so we can pretty much predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to start sharing emotional, negative emotion. You know,
sure.
I felt really hurt when this happened. I felt cheated when such and such happened.
Right, right.
They make this disclosure so they can be really real.
Mm-hmm.
And that deepens their friendship. It
yes,
works.
It really does. And men don't talk about that stuff.
Yeah, but then one of those women goes to dinner with her guy, and she wants to develop the closeness with him, too. So she, of course, does the same thing. She starts talking about negative emotion, but it does not work. His, what we call mirror neurons in the brain, jump up and down and go in search of the fastest way to get her out of distress.
Solve the problem. Yep.
So he downplays it, or he makes a little joke, or tries to get on a different... It's just awful for the woman.
It is awful.
You know, he has no idea he's shutting her down.
That's true. No, and that's why, you know, and I, no offense, but guys are clueless in that way, and it's not your fault, guys, right? It's not your fault.
No, however, you may read my book,
that's
What
right.
Women Want Really, because I wrote it for guys. It's
that's
very
right.
Concise, but it's meant to be read by couples,
yes,
because it has discussion questions and helps the woman talk.
Yes,
but also allows a guy to get what we're talking about.
Exactly,
about these brain differences.
I know, and we're going to be talking about that coming up.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Yeah, we'll be talking. Can't wait to talk to you about that other book. But we're also going to talk about how you can have a closer and better relationships coming up in a little bit in the show. I encourage you to call in, and if you have a question for my guest, Dr. Catherine Foster, the author of the book we're talking about today, The Naked Truth About Men and Romance, here on LA Talk Radio. And you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle. Catherine, we have a caller. Shall we pull it up and see what's going on?
Yeah.
Guys, if you want to call in, 323-203-0815. Or email me here, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Let's pull this up. Engineer says, good to go. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle.
Yes, how you doing today?
This is Kevin. I'm doing well.
Hey, Kevin, what's up? It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's very, very nice to be on your show. I love your show. I listen every Friday.
And, good.
You truly give the best advice. I was listening to today's show, and it sparked some interest.
Good.
I have a question, and I also have a question for your guest, who sounds absolutely amazing as well.
Okay.
So I feel like I've always been a very empathetic and emotional guy.
Okay.
When I'm with my guy friends, or you know, they're talking about other women, how their butt looks or whatever, however they're talking in some of the derogatory way, it makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Huh.
I have a girlfriend, and I'm very in love with her. We've been together for almost 5 years.
Wow.
And they can sense that I get a little taken back. Like it makes me feel awkward. I don't like talking about that way because I feel like I'm disrespecting her.
Oh, that's cool.
I also have had many instances in my life where I feel as if I'm too empathetic to a situation, like it's affecting me on a much deeper level than it necessarily should be, or maybe if I was stronger, then it wouldn't be affecting me so much. I guess my question is, does that mean that I don't have a typical man's brain? Is there something wrong with my chemical structure?
No, nothing is wrong. Oh, I mean, you sound like a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
you do.
You're so sweet.
In Chapter 4 of The Naked Truth About Men and Romance, I do explain that though most men are what we call systemizers, and they don't have the level of empathy that most women do, there are exceptions. There's about 17% of men who have a different kind of brain, and you probably fall into that group, I would bet.
That's great.
Nothing is wrong with you.
Mm.
In fact, really,
I
think that I'm hoping that the future, though you know how evolution is, it takes time, you know, but I'm hoping men will learn to to be more empathic, at least to use empathic language. And you're doing it. And you also have the heartache that most women have of being so empathic. It hurts.
Yeah,
you know,
it
hurts. Feel for other people.
Right.
And you get deep. Yeah. You know, yeah, God bless
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
God bless you. God bless you.
That's what I'm saying.
Beautifully
yeah.
said. I mean, actually, you just literally summed up like everything that I've been feeling. I haven't known how to express it or explain it, but I almost feel awkward. I almost feel uncomfortable because I can't match the levels of my guy friends. Like, I don't know, but that actually really just warmed my heart and made me feel so good.
Oh, but you know, I think a lot of guy friends, what's going on is they do feel kind of incompetent in their relationship with a female. They don't really know what to do. They know she's got something that he doesn't have, but they don't know what to do with it. Which,
yeah.
you know, which is what constrained me to write the What Women Want Really book.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be picking up a copy. You can guarantee that. Where can I order it? Just offline?
Just go to Amazon.com.
Great.
Perfect.
It's right there.
What
Perfect.
Women Want Really. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Well, Kevin, you're
Thank
super.
Thank you so much.
You sound like a great guy, and I'm sure your girlfriend appreciates you, too. I'm sure she really really relishes the kind of man you are and that you have so much respect for her and other women. So that's really cool. So don't let your guy friends give you a hard time. Just... You know, tell them that you're the one that's feeling happy and smiling a lot.
You should be the teacher, though,
yes.
you know, in that little group.
Yeah.
So stand up and be confident. You've got what is needed.
That's right.
Thank you.
Kevin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. It's great to have you on the couch.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I can't thank you enough. You've definitely changed my perspective of who I am, and I really thank you so much. Dr. Michelle,
yes.
love you.
And, I love you, too. Thank you.
I'm
Catherine
I'm
Foster.
So sorry, Dr. Foster. Yes, Dr. Foster. I'm so sorry. I love you very much, and thank you so much. You have a beautiful day.
All right, have a good one. Thanks so much for calling on the couch. Take care now, Kevin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that was sweet and unexpected. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I'm glad he brought that up.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there. So you're saying that there are like 17% or something in the studies of guys who do have, you know.
And same with women.
Yeah.
You know, there's about that many who have a more masculinized brain.
Yeah.
And they probably don't relate to what I'm saying, you know.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
you know, and in fact, I start out the book by saying this book isn't written for everybody. It is written for the woman who would describe herself as nurturing and empathic, and who is with a guy who could be described, you know, as less relational and more self oriented.
Right. Right. Exactly. Wow. I mean, that's really, that's true. I think so. And we've seen them out there and stuff. So, so what I really was fascinated with in your book, also was, by the way, the book folks out there is called The Naked Truth About Men and Romance. And you're going to be able to, if you just tuned in, hear the show again in the archives here on LA Talk Radio on the couch. And, also I'll let you know at the end of the show and in the archives where you can pick up Catherine's book and find out more about her, as well. So we were talking about the connection. So men really connect emotionally. Actually, they really do through sex. That's their thing.
Yeah,
and I
know you were wondering about the idea of dating nowadays and women feel that they've got to be sexual quick, you know. I really think women should be confident and know themselves and know their beautiful, beautiful brains. Because women have exceptional brains, you know. But back to the sex question, I do think a woman has to know that the reason a guy wants to be sexual if he likes you, you know, is because he wants to find that emotional connection. And, of course, you're going to do it more through dialoguing. So the woman has to insist that there is the balance that she needs.
Yes, exactly.
Because the guy doesn't know this.
Right.
He doesn't have the same needs.
Yeah.
He doesn't see it that way.
Yeah. No. It's really true.
But number one is getting confident in yourself.
Oh, boy, you know, yeah. And that's one of the things you know, mm-hmm. that you suggest to really. Yeah. You talk about some big mistakes that women make too.
Yeah.
Like three of the biggies, because you know, we start dating and we start doing crazy things sometimes. So
yeah.
The first one is that you say when we're attracted to a guy that we assume that he's like we are, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we talked about that a little bit earlier. So what are some of the specific things that we should not assume about these men in our lives?
Well, men are not just hairy women. you know, they have a different brain.
Right.
And they do use language differently.
Right.
And they do usually have a different relationship to emotion, or empathy in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because the empathy that they have, usually, is mm-hmm. called cognitive empathy.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily cause them to get into somebody else's shoes or even want to know what somebody feels.
Yeah.
It causes them to want to fix it.
Yes.
And so a lot of men will give a fix quickly to get you right. out of your distress.
That's right. Not
now,
for you to shut up.
Now, but, that's irritating right.
yes.
to a woman. But do understand
oh, sure.
that he's not trying to be malevolent.
Right.
He just assumes that's what you want him to do, or that's his role.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And then with all the testosterone he's got, mm-hmm. he's more self-oriented. So he doesn't expect as much from relationships. Now really, that can make a woman rest.
Oh, yeah,
actually,
exactly.
Because he doesn't expect so much.
Yeah.
But he also needs to be told what you're about.
Yes.
He doesn't know.
Exactly.
So I think a woman needs to read The Naked Truth About Men and Romance or something like it to mm-hmm. get a sense of who a woman is.
Yes.
And
yes.
and how she's different.
Yes.
Because that's where it starts. That's where you get your confidence. But
right.
when we fall in love with somebody, we mm-hmm. project ourselves onto them. Men do it with women.
Mm-hmm.
Men assume women are kind of like men, and mm-hmm. women do it with men.
Yeah.
But you have to be conscious and not let that assumption carry you.
Yes.
Because the unmet expectations will lead to disappointment, which, mm-hmm. if they're repeated, can lead to a breakup.
Yes, exactly. I have seen it so many times, you know, and it's just
yeah.
it's just a matter of not understanding how the male and female brain work. And then, you know, behind that, as you know, there's layers of what you grew up with and your own
mm-hmm.
problems and the issues
yeah.
and the messages you bought into and how you project
mm-hmm.
that on. And
mm-hmm.
we get defensive. But then we have the brain structures, the male and the female, and the
yeah.
chemicals, and they're very different. So that's
yeah.
it's kind of a
yeah.
messy soup right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It takes some communication,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
and some learning.
It really does. And
but I think a lot of it is a woman needs to get confident.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
There's nothing wrong with her.
Right.
There's everything right with her.
Yes. It's okay to communicate. It's okay to share
mm-hmm.
feelings. But you have to, you know, mm-hmm. you be you, girls, but just understand how a man is interpreting it and how he wants to fix it. And that
yeah.
and his response is not brushing you off, usually. Well, sometimes it can be. But, I mean, for the most part, it's like, that's why men sometimes don't know what to say, right, Catherine? They're
yes.
like, because
it's
they have no
be
idea how to fix it. Exactly. Guys,
they have to feel for guys. They
yeah.
can make so many mistakes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Darwin, back in 1871,
yeah.
wrote that the female gender is more tender and
mm-hmm.
less selfish than her male counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, think about it. If a female failed to respond quickly and to read
right.
distress in her little one, she would lose them.
Right.
So Mother Nature sensitized her. So a man comes into a relationship with a much more sensitive creature, and he just gets in trouble.
Yes, he does. He really does. So men are, you know, bonding emotionally through the sex thing. But as I'm sure you deal with all the time,
mm-hmm.
we see a lot of women coming into our practice,
yeah.
and young adult, women, 20s, 30s, 40s, and saying that they fear that if they don't have sex with a guy early on in their dating, have you seen this, that the guy will lose interest because so many women will be willing to have sex with this new guy, and there's so much competition out there, and they want to be these sexy, perfect, smart, funny, everything and all that to these guys. So what would you say to the women who just fear that they have to get intimate right away?
I think it's really important that a woman doesn't go against her feelings and do something she does not want to do or is not ready to do.
Right.
You know, because she needs to establish certain things with a guy, including that he will in some ways, you know, meet some of her emotional needs before she's willing or ready to do that, you know. So I think what a guy needs is the promise that there will be sex. And even touching him on the hand in a first date, you know, just something kind of sensual gives the promise of it, and that's very exciting.
Right.
But besides that, it arouses that sexual hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know that makes the guy feel good.
Yeah.
Let the hunt go on for a little while.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, exactly. Makes them more excited. You know, and you know, there's a fine line between game playing a game, and holding off just to play a game and sort of torture people. But
I really think she should go by her her gut. Now I realize that some women their sexuality is kind of on the back burner, and they may have to do it maybe a little bit before they're ready.
Exactly.
Because the guy kind of has to help him feel that, the arousal and stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But still, I don't think she should just go into it because she's competing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
She should know her worth.
No, that makes a lot of sense. That really does. Just wanted to kind of throw that out and see how you felt about it. And, you know, some of the other mistakes that women make in dating, you say that, that women kind of drop their female friends when they really start going with somebody and they're focused on them. What's problematic about this, Catherine?
That is huge. Mm. And we know from research that it isn't really romance that stays off loneliness long term. It's friendships. And many women, at least for a part of their lives, will go in and out of relationships with male romantic partners, and it's their friendships with women that will be the foundational, steady thing throughout life.
Right.
But let me get some specific. There's a wonderful German research that found that if a man is joined by his female significant other as he's preparing for a stressful circumstance, let's say it's giving a speech, his female partner's presence will lower his stress level significantly.
Hmm.
But if a woman is preparing to do the same thing and she's joined by her guy, her stress levels surge upward.
Why is that? What is that
It's probably because men give support by giving advice.
Yes. Okay. Right.
Which can make the woman feel pressured into doing something.
Mm-hmm.
What the woman does to give support is she offers acceptance and validation.
Right.
Very different.
Yes, exactly. And so, we don't get that.
So women need to give that to each other. It's natural.
Yeah. We need that.
But the other thing is, you know, when two women relax their guard, when they give themselves to a friendship, there's just no holds barred. They connect as two souls. They have permeable personal boundaries that allow them to let another person in. And it probably stems from their abundant circulating oxytocin, which contributes to bonding.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, you probably know this, but they're looking at treating autistics with oxytocin because it may help them to become more relational.
Boy, does that make sense, Catherine? It really does. That'd be wonderful.
But there's verbal and physical affection and, you know, unrestrained laughter and willingness to be emotionally close. And there's an openness that can be shown between two women that's very different from the competitive, concealing, even suspicious kind of thing between two men.
Boy, it sure is.
And did you hear about the UCLA study on women's friendships. They found that, you know, all of our research has been on men, you know, so they talk about the fight or flight syndrome.
Right, exactly.
But with women, it's different. When you target female subjects,
yes,
you find that women fight stress very differently.
Mm-hmm.
They do it by tending and befriending.
Yes.
So they might tend children or tend the feeding of people or tend something, you know,
right.
take care of something.
Right.
And then they befriend. And
right.
that friendship brings their stress way down because it releases oxytocin.
That makes
so
much
as
sense.
She socializes,
yeah.
especially with another female,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that brings her stress way down.
Yeah, it sure does. It's all chemicals, folks.
Uh-huh.
It's all brain functioning and chemicals. That's
yeah.
fascinating stuff, Catherine. We're getting close to the time, but
I
would love if you could get some suggestions to women, just, you know, quick and dirty here, so they can be a little more successful in their relationships with men, you know?
Yeah. I mean, again, I really think they need to educate themselves about the differences, because then you have confidence.
Yeah.
And you know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Then you may have to adjust your expectations and structure and broaden your life so that you make sure you get your needs met, because it's imperative you have female friends.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah. And then you have to talk to guys in a way that they get, because testosterone makes their brains efficiency-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman, when she's upset about something, she usually talks it through.
Right.
Which can take quite a bit of time, and she
right.
looks upset while she's doing that.
Yeah.
But a guy, it's better if she presents the bottom line first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe she can journal for a while and then
right.
get to, what is it I want him to do? Well, let's see. I really want him to text me at
right.
4 o'clock to tell me what time he's going to be home for dinner.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's different
yes.
than going on and on about how hurt I feel.
Yes.
You don't consider me. You're selfish. You don't,
right.
you know, that
yes.
kind of thing.
It's so true.
Because the whole time you're talking, he's going to be searching for the bottom line, and he can't really
exactly.
hear the rest of it, or he's confused by the rest of it.
Exactly. No,
until he hears that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a biggie.
Those are some really good suggestions, and they can find out more about these tips in your book, which you offer, and some suggestions that you can give to guys so they can kind of understand us a little better when we're,
you know,
emoting.
he's got to understand that it's going to be language.
Yeah.
Well, that will be the key if he's stuck in a relationship. He can say, honey, I want to catch up with what's going on in your life. Can we talk?
Yes.
And then look for opportunities to ask, and how do you feel about
yes.
that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then look her square in the eyes, because we know from research that promotes trust in a woman.
Yeah.
But I also urge guys to try to initiate and find an activity that sparks emotion in her.
Mm-hmm.
Now that might be, it might be holding dinner parties together, or going dancing, or pursuing spirituality, or raising a garden. It doesn't really matter, but engages her emotionally.
Right.
And for him, it's a shared activity without conflict. Those two dovetail and build closeness together.
Well, that sure makes a lot of sense. It really
does. Yeah, it works.
What activities can you find together that where you both can share and become more intimate? Because then, you know, whatever activity is, you know, you're taking action, and that's what the men want, the solutions and the let's do something, and we're bonding.
Right.
Because
they're into the body.
Yeah,
the
exactly. We're like, oh, we're together now.
Yeah.
So,
please, everybody.
That's right, exactly. So, you know, you have your other book out, which we're going to be talking about coming up in several weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm really going to look forward to that interview, because you're awesome. You really are.
Oh, thank you.
Our book we're talking about today is The Naked Truth About Men and Romance. Dr. Catherine Foster, and her other companion book, by the way, is What Women Want, Really. And, of course, her other novels. Well, you've got the other one, When Your Relationship Changes. Now, that's a fascinating read, too, because it really teaches
you a lot. Because,
you
know, there's a lot of disruption and pain and fear with that kind of a big change.
Mm-hmm.
But this book is kind of like having a psychologist in your head.
Yeah. That's great. That's what we're all about here. What's the best way listeners can find out more about you, Catherine, and get all your books?
Well, they can, to get my books, just go to Amazon.com and put the book in. You can also, though, go to my website. It's Catherine Foster, Ph.D., .com. Catherine is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Right.
And then you can click on books if you want to, and that will lead you to everything.
Cool. That's great. Easy.
You know, but yeah, there's more stuff about me on there if you want to read it.
Well, you're such a lovely person and a really good author and most helpful to everybody, and I sure appreciate all that you do for people, Catherine. It's really
you.
Cool. And you're really light and fun and entertaining. You're a great guest to have on the show, so...
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one, and we'll talk in several weeks about your other book. I'm looking forward
we'll be
to
back.
That.
Yeah.
All righty. Take good
Sounds
care.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right, again, Dr. Catherine Foster, and in case you tuned in a little bit late, of course, as always, you know that the show is going to be up here in the archives. You can listen to all the good stuff. Oh, you learned a lot about guys and girls and the way we think and the way men think. And, you know, you can understand a little bit more, too. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others, and that's the way it works in the world. Thanks for listening, and you can stay on the couch. More great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. Next week, I'll be answering listeners' questions about relationship issues, cheating, self-esteem, all that good stuff. All right, thanks for listening, and have a good one. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen. Bye-bye now.